The board of the Buffalo Zoo is already engaged in a search for the successor to Dr. Fernandez, with help from executive search firm Korn Ferry. Their intent is to find the next zoo president by February or March of 2017, and board chair Jonathan Dandies says Fernandez will be very involved in the process.
We're looking forward to going through that process and talking to some people, because I think both the Buffalo Zoo and the Buffalo community are vastly different places than when Donna first got here 16 years ago.
Dandies attributes some of that success directly to Fernandez. From all her time at the zoo, Fernandez says some of its more recent accomplishments, the Arctic Edge and Rainforest Falls exhibits, are among those she's most proud of.
$30 million alone just for those two exhibits. So I think it was really just being transformational in terms of how people perceive the zoo. Our attendance has skyrocketed with those two exhibits in particular. So it's just been really important for me to bring the zoo into the 21st century.
But retirement doesn't mean a full farewell for Fernandez. She says she intends to stay in Buffalo and continue to aid in the zoo's capital campaign. She says she recognized that after enjoying the job for so long, it's time to let someone else do the same. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.